This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I want to thank once again Chuck and Ashley Johnson for coming in to promote ALS awareness. Certainly, if you're able to go to the Husker baseball game on Friday night, we would encourage you to do that. That would be something to honor the life of Scott Johnston, who was a phenomenal person from what we heard today from Scott and Ashley.
Yeah, turn my mic on there.
I thought that one was on that.
No,
time.
They were great. And this was awareness, and they raised awareness. I really do appreciate how frank they are about it. It's a brutal disease.
It's hard to talk about that.
Yeah.
And they talked pretty openly about it.
They did. They did a great job. We appreciate that. So Friday night's big for ALS out at the stadium. I appreciate Will Bolt and Childress for what they're doing. Rob.
Yes. Having a great season, certainly have a chance to win the Big Ten, and that's a great thing to have in your final series of the season. It's a great thing to promote there. ALS
is it
final home series?
Is it final home series?
The
season slipped by.
I know, right? That's crazy. That just started.
I'm so football oriented.
The baseball season goes quickly. Then you got the regional, the Big Ten tournament, then you got regionals and supers, and then all of a sudden it's the CWS in Omaha in June.
Yeah, we better get dialed in there.
We'll get dialed in.
Hopefully, all right, we have our shirts on.
We do, yes. Please, Josh, again, we'll post the link to this on social, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, people, so they can get these.
Just cure it for Scotty J. That's what the shirt says.
That's right.
Try to find a cure.
For ALS.
And there's no cure right now.
No.
And there's, according to Ashley, there's 30 people in Lincoln right now that have this.
And usually it'd be about four.
Four, yeah. So there's an inordinately high number in Lincoln that's inexplicable. Awareness, yep. Jake, awareness.
Awareness. 464-5685, call or text, as always, before the game show. I want to get to this. I saw this yesterday. I don't have the audio. I should have got this. But Pat Riley. Pat Riley, who is, of course, a longtime, very successful head coach in the NBA, now has been a very successful executive as a GM with the Miami Heat, had his little postseason press conference to wrap things up for the season, and he was pretty feisty yesterday.
He was.
Jimmy Butler, who is the alpha, the star in Miami the last few years.
Of your team.
My team, the 8-seed Miami Heat, did not play in the series against the Celtics. He got hurt against the Sixers in one of the play-in games, which the Heat lost. But he was chirping on social media about the Celtics and how the Heat would beat them, and they're not scared of the Celtics. The Heat, of course, would lose the series in five games. They won game two to tie it up, but then lost three straight, 4-1 Boston. Pat Riley was asked his thoughts about Jimmy Butler and basically about him chirping off on social media. He says he wished he would have kept his mouth shut if you're not going to be on the court.
Here's what he said. This was, okay, this now Riley. People don't want to hear about the NBA around here, it seems like. Is that accurate?
That's probably true. It's fair.
We get a lot of pushback when we're talking about the NBA. Wouldn't you say that?
We do.
I happen to like the NBA. I will watch playoff games. I will watch regular season games. But anyway, Pat Riley's remarks, I hope people stay with us, were really fascinating. He raised the temperature in the room with these comments. He said this about Butler's remarks. For him to say that, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? This is Riley. If you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams. How about that? Keep your mouth shut.
That's Pat Riley.
Yeah. Telling his star player, who he's paying
a lot of
50
money.
Million plus to,
yes,
to shut your mouth. And I agree with him. Just shut up. I mean, what are you saying? Like, what? Like, if you were healthy, the Sixers would be at home. Come on.
This is an organization that...
Here's what he said. Butler caused this stir because he said the Celtics would be at home if he was available to play in that series. Okay? And if he was playing on the Sixers instead of the Heat, they wouldn't have lost to the New York Knicks in the first round. What's he saying? Why is he saying that stuff?
Jimmy likes to chirp off. Jimmy's a talker. But I'm with Pat Riley. You didn't play, dude. Shut up.
Yeah.
You were hurt. You were hurt. You can't say these hypotheticals. No. I know that he's likes the alpha. He's an alpha player.
No.
But
don't give him
up. But the reason I'm fine with, I love Pat Riley saying this, because this is an organization that expects championships. The Miami Heat have won several with the LeBron James era. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade obviously won titles. They were in the finals last season. Mm-hmm. They were the 8th seed that upset all these teams. The Bucks, they beat the Celtics, made the finals. They expect to be in the finals. And Pat Riley said, I don't care. Stop chirping. Talk. Play. Play ball.
Yeah, Riley's old school, obviously.
Very successful head coach.
Yeah, he's very successful in this new age, too. So he's made the transition to a new age where players sit out routinely. Jimmy Butler misses 20 games every year, Jake. I know he's your guy.
Probably more. No, I like Jimmy, but he's missed a lot of games recently.
He misses 20 games plus a year in recent years. Yeah, that part of the NBA, by the way, Riley addressed that too. That part of the NBA has gotten really annoying to a lot of people. He said this. Riley said this yesterday. Riley said this at his press conference. There are a lot of elements that go into a team's culture, the erosion of a culture, problems in the NBA that are league-wide when it comes to health and players missing games when it comes to availability. He said, here we get eliminated again in the first round. There are things you have to look at. Who moves the needle most on our team? It's Jimmy. He's an incredible player. What I said about change is he's going to have to give some thought for what we really want it to be. I mean, yeah, he got real yesterday, Riley.
Well, right now, you know, load management's been the thing in the NBA. The last, 7-8 years, it's kind of been a thing.
Yeah. I don't know what the time period is, but that sounds about right.
No, I don't know, again, if Jimmy is saying, I'm not playing, if it's Spoelstra saying you're not playing tonight, but Jimmy's missed a lot of time.
Yeah. Jimmy has missed a lot of time.
And the Heat, you know, again, the record was not bad, but that was an 8 seed. That's 2 years in a row they were an 8 seed with expectations of being a top 4 seed in the conference, and it didn't happen. Now, again, made the finals last year, won a game in the finals, lost four games to one to the Nuggets, but
hey,
they expect titles.
Okay, load management. We're not just speaking off the cuff here about Jimmy Butler, who turns 35 in September, by the way, Jake. He played in 60 games this season for Miami.
Of 82.
During his 5 seasons with the Heat, he's averaged 58 games. He's missing a lot of games.
He is missing a lot of games.
And, you know, then they're paying him an exorbitant amount. He is a 13-year veteran. He signed for next season for $52 million. No, that's, I think that's wrong. The 13-year veteran is signed for the 2024-25 season with a $52 million player option for 25-26. Yeah. He is seeking a 2-year $113 million max extension.
Why is the
NBA unappealing to people? We just covered that he's missed an average of 20+ games per season over the last five seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's asking for $113 million over two. That's people
out of touch, right?
Yeah. People read that and it doesn't, to a lot of people, it doesn't make any sense to them. He's missed an average of 20+ games over the last five seasons, and he's asking for $113 million over two. It's hard to relate to that for the normal dude. It's hard to relate to it, Jake.
You want stories. I know it's a different game, but you want players like Cal Ripken Jr. that was the Iron Man, played all these games in a row, and was proud of that.
Right.
Proud of it. I know, again, that's MLB versus NBA.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But even MLB, they don't have guys that play every game.
No. This is a different world now.
Management there, same thing, load management. It doesn't exist where you play all 162 or 82 games in the NBA.
I don't think Willie Mays was asking for load management.
No, it's different times.
I'm shaking my fist at the clouds a little bit over here now.
By the way, before we get to the game show, Earthquake Glue says this on the text line. He says, I'm 45. I haven't cared about the NBA in decades, but I love what Pat Riley said. This is the best NBA story in years. I love this regarding his talk on Jimmy Butler.
Pat told him to shut his mouth.
Shut your mouth, Jimmy, and play ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to talk, play ball.
There's so many avenues now, Jake, have you noticed? There's so many avenues for these players to talk now.
Oh, gosh. Everywhere.
Social media. It's mainly social media, but it's podcast. Have you noticed everybody has a podcast?
Okay, on that note, before we get to the game show, Patrick Beverley of the Bucks, before they lost to the Pacers, who, by the way, had a loss to the Knicks last night. Knicks are up 1-0 in that series. A reporter was talking to him after the game, after they lost to the Pacers, and he didn't want to answer her question because he asked her, do you subscribe to my podcast?
Right, saw this. I saw this.
And she said no. And so he refused to answer her question.
He said, then don't ask me questions. And then he asked her to step out of the media circle. He said, you have to leave this circle. He kind of asked her politely, but still, really?
Is that really? Politely, really? You don't listen. You don't subscribe to my podcast. You can't talk to me.
Not only can you not talk to me, you can't be in this circle. What is that? What's going on?
You're not even the star on the team. Giannis.
No, he's not
even
close to the star.
Giannis, Chris Middleton, those are the Dame Lillard. Those are the star. You're like the fifth best player on the team.
It's quite possible that Beverly will be out of the league next year.
Very possible.
It is.
Yeah. All right, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, it's not Wednesday, but it's kind of wild cardy here. Sip. Western Nebraska counties. I'm giving love to the panhandle and near the panhandle.
This is not going to go well for me.
I will tell you the county. Tell me what the county seat is.
Oh, good God, Jake. County. Don't do this to me.
I am doing it
this,
to you.
Josh.
If you are from Western Nebraska, it's your time to shine. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
No lifeline today for you. Bill can't help you out in Western Nebraska counties.
What? I imagine. How do you think Bill would have been at this?
He would have done this. The shake of the head. No chance. No chance. Now, Bill has been traveling a lot to speak to Western Nebraska, but mostly going to Kearney, which is, I would say, Central Nebraska.
Yeah, that's not west.
I'm going Western Nebraska here.
Yeah, which I don't venture out that way, obviously. I don't. Bill, like me, has been buried in football for 30 years. So there's just an incredible, there's some incredible things. There's an incredible amount of things we should know that we don't.
I want to make this clear before we get to this, that I am not in Omaha and say anything outside of Omaha is Western Nebraska. I'm going to actual Western Nebraska.
Yeah.
Omaha people would say that Lincoln's Western Nebraska. Yeah,
no, it's not.
No, this is the panhandle and close to the panhandle. Yeah. We've got Dave. Dave, how do you feel about Western Nebraska counties today, Dave?
Oh, boy. I don't know. We're going to give it a shot.
All right. Okay.
Dave.
Dave is on the line.
Dave is on the line. All right. So thanks, Dave.
Mano y mano. Again, Bill's not here today, so it's just you versus Sip. Here we go, Dave. First question goes to you. What town is the county seat of Keith County?
Keith County. Ooh. I'm going to say, and this is Western Nebraska, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say Scott's Bluff.
Now, do you want this one, Sip, or not? It's not Scott's Bluff.
Keith County?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass.
That would be Ogallala.
Okay.
So it's on the verge of Central. But I'm calling that Western Nebraska.
Okay. No, you're all right Ogallala. On that. Yeah, I think you're okay there.
Okay, Sip, first question, 0-0 tie. What town is the county seat of Cheyenne County? Cheyenne County.
Imperial.
Imperial is the quick guess. That's not correct. Will we get a question right today? Dave, do you want that one or do you want to pass?
I'm going to pass.
That would be Sydney. Sydney, Nebraska.
Yeah. Makes sense, Jake.
All right, Dave, for the lead.
Nobody's
question.
Nothing. Zero. So far, yes.
On? We're not getting any of these right.
No, I know.
Low scoring affair today. Dave, for the lead, last question. What town is the county seat of Box Butte County? I know we've got people out there saying, come on. These are easy.
Box Butte. I'm going to have to say.
Five. Four.
Brewster.
Is Brewster
a town?
Is Brewster a town is the question.
Now, I assume you're going to pass?
Yeah. Thanks, Jake. Yes.
At the Alliance.
Okay.
Alliance.
Okay.
Nebraska.
Let's get one now. Let's get one.
You got a chance here.
Yep. Let's get one.
For the win. What town is the county seat of Dawes County? D-A-W-E-S.
I'm going to go Loup City.
Dave, are you passing or going to the tiebreaker? Or are you going to try to go for this?
What was it? Loup City? Did you say Loup City?
I said Loup City.
Yeah, this is Dawes County. You know what this is?
Dawes County. He said Loup City.
You don't have to go for this. If you miss it, you lose the game.
No, let's go. Yeah, let's all pass.
It'd be Chadron. Okay. Chadron.
Yeah, bad guess.
Okay. All right, this goes to
pretty
you,
bad guess.
This goes to you, Sip, and yes. Dave will go over under your number.
Okay, Jake.
What is the population of Chadron?
Chadron,
yeah.
Chadron. You should pronounce that funny, by the way.
Chadron. Not Chadron.
Not Chadron. Chadron.
Chadron State College. Where,
okay. Chadron population. All right, let's not embarrass yourself here, Steve.
Is it a billion?
Let's not embarrass ourselves. Chadron population.
They have a college there.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
I'll go 6,275.
Okay. 6,275. Over under 6,275 people in Chadron, Dave.
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to College Town. Isn't that where Danny Woodhead went?
He went to college there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to 6,275, Chip. All right.
Yes, Dave.
I'm going to go over.
Is it over 6,275 people? How about 5,206 in Chadron as of the 2020 census? So I don't think it's gone up to 1,000 in that time. But congrats to you, Sip.
You'll get bagels,
but Dave will get a bagel and a coffee. So thanks for calling in and calling on the road, Dave.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Great job by Dave.
Low scoring game.
No, but he tried. No, he tried hard.
No score today, actually.
Hey, Jake, he picked up the phone and gave it a try. Thank you, Dave. The overall record, which we haven't updated in a while, is 77-70. Thank you, Josh, for that. On the week, we're 1-1. So I'm 7 games over.
You know how you could get a victory before you get to break? What you should do? You seem kind of hungry this morning. Maybe you should call Score One Smoking out in Holdridge, because Chris will load you up with barbecue rubs and sauces that you can put on your grill this afternoon.
Put it on your grill.
On my grill. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram. Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.